here's the snap to Wilson. Extends the play, backpedals to the 40. Looking, still waiting, hit as he lets just it go into the left side ball of the end zone for a jump ball. And is it caught in the end zone? Touchdown!
Oh, you gotta be kidding
me. My goodness!
No, they weren't kidding. The Packers' end zone interception at the end of the Monday Night Football game was ruled a touchdown, giving the Seattle Seahawks a last-minute win and resulting in a whole lot of outrage from fans. Some fans are vowing to boycott NFL football until the referee dispute is over and the real refs replace the replacement refs on the football field. Will you boycott NFL football? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 26th. Our guest has started a petition drive telling the NFL owners to end the referee lockout now. He is Brian Frederick, Executive Director of Sports Fans Coalition, a nonprofit organization that advocates for sports fans in the public policy arena. Good morning.
Great to be with you, Joy.
Thanks a lot for joining us. So, just so we're all on the same page, what is it that is going on with this refs lockout? What does the NFL want of the refs, and what do the refs want?
Not surprisingly, it's about money. This is, in fact, a lockout where the owners are trying to take back some of the things from the previous collective bargaining agreement. And the referees are just trying to hold on to what they've had. Primarily, it comes down to pensions. Up till now, the referees have had pensions, and the NFL owners would like to switch those to 401ks. This is something that's happened, you know, throughout America. But it's also not happening in the most popular, most profitable league in the world. So it seems to be a bit of a power play by the owners here to try and get back a little bit more money from the referees.
Yeah, what the heck? Are the NFL owners saying they can't afford the pensions? They're going broke?
It really is kind of surprising that they're really so adamant about this at a time when the league revenues are going to reach $10 billion next year, and very soon will reach $12 to $14 billion. So that's what I think most fans are saying: is how can you possibly be fighting over what will amount to $16 million per season when you're making $10 billion a year.
Yeah. On the other hand, I have seen a few comments from some fans saying, "Hey, you know, the refs work part time, and they get $100,000 a year. That's a lot of money."
I understand when fans feel that way, and often it's because of their personal politics, or because maybe they felt disenfranchised by owners. But this is the most profitable, most popular league in the world. And you know what? Drew Brees only works 18 Sundays a year, and nobody's saying that he deserves any less money for what he does. This is a case of literally billionaires and trying to take money back that they were previously giving these referees. And, given the amount of popularity, given the rising revenues, it just begs the question of why they're willing to do that now when things are going so well in the NFL.
I don't know if you know how much the refs make, but just because I've seen so many different figures, is there an average number salary for the NFL refs?
Sure. The number I've seen is around $150,000, which, is definitely on the lower end of the scale compared to their counterparts in the NBA and the NHL and Major League. A full-time Major League official after 20 years makes well, upwards of 300, some, you know, 350,000, whereas, you know, an NFL official after 20 years is still at 150,000 or so. So, yeah, they've been, chronically, underpaid compared to their peers, for a long time. And again, the important thing is that this is, you know, the most profitable league in America. So, you know, as with any labor situation, those people that are the best, qualified at what they're doing have the right to, you know, expect the best payment for what they're doing.
Yeah, well, certainly fans agree that the replacement refs are not doing a great job. Are we being too hard on the replacement refs?
Well, you know, I think they are doing the best they can. The problem is that, you know, they were never qualified and never should have been put in this position in the first place. You know, fans are going to get on referees, whether they're, you know, the real referees or the replacement officials. But, you know, when you have owners, when you have coaches and, players, speaking out against the referees, that's something that's new this season. Some people make the case that these guys crossed the picket line. These guys, you know, were trying to take a check and so they did, and as a result, that's what we're getting. I think the more important issue here is that there's no real reason for them to get better, because you know any day this thing could end, any week this could end, and so how are they really going to improve over the course of a season, several seasons, if they know they're temporary, if the league knows they're temporary. There's no way that these guys are going to continue at the rate that they've been performing so far. So I don't know how this dispute drags on much longer without the NFL doing serious damage to its brand.
Mm-hmm. You have started this petition. You want the owners to give the real refs what they want and get them back out on the field.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, the more fans that sort of step up and unite and, you know, join forces into one sort of collective voice, the more pressure we can put on the owners. You know, this is, like I said, something that's gone on far too long. And so, you know, it's a matter of just two sides sitting down and hammering out such a small amount of money in the grand scheme of things, that the more pressure we can get, the better. Joy, while I was sitting here talking to you, I looked it up, and after 5 years, an NFL official makes $42,000, while a 5-year Major League Baseball official makes $141,000.
Wow.
And a five-year NBA makes $128,000. I think the NHL is right there at maybe $125,000. So, you know, an MLB official is making, you know, 3 to 4 times as much money as an NFL official after 5 years.
Well, we just looked it up before going on air, and your petition has about 24,000 people that have signed it so far. Do you think this is going to make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, certainly petitions do make a difference, and Change.org petitions have made a difference, which is why I started it there. Now, we're dealing with some serious money, some serious owners. What it does is it enables us all to sort of unite to one, so that then we can, you know, we can email everybody that signed the petition and say, "Hey, here's the next step. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this." And that's where you really start to affect some changes once you have a mass group of people contacting public officials or contacting certain individuals within the league. And you know, if this thing isn't resolved by the end of the weekend, I think we'll take the next steps here.
Well, not only are you and thousands of fans upset with what's going on, now we have politicians getting in on it too. President Obama said, "Hey, end this dispute now. We need to get the real refs out onto the field." That's got to make a difference or not?
you know, it makes a difference if he sends some. You know, it's certainly the fact that there is you know, attention to this, I think, plays into the side of the referees here. You know, if the officiating was going well, the president wasn't saying anything, then that's a bad sign for the referees, because, you know, then they see that, hey, life goes on without them. But clearly, as fans, as the first fan, notices that the referees here are inadequate, and you know, the more controversy that happens here, the more pressure there is for the owners to do something, to not continue week after week to really sully the brand that they've worked so hard to create.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Brian Frederick, who is Executive Director of Sports Fans Coalition. And we're wondering, who do you side with in the NFL's labor dispute, the league or the refs? How valuable are real officials to you as a fan? And would you go as far as boycotting the NFL over this, as some have suggested? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be a mostly sunny, mild day today. We can expect a high temperature around 60. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our big question segment, our big question debate coming up after 7 o'clock, are Americans too dependent on government? We'll have two guests who have different answers to that question, and we'll welcome yours too after 7. Right now we are talking about the NFL referee lockout. President Obama called for an end to the NFL referee dispute yesterday. Governor Walker also tweeted, "Return the real refs." And vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan talked about it at a campaign stop.
Did you guys watch that Packer game last night? I mean, give me a break. It is time to get the real refs. And you know what? It reminds me of President Obama and the economy. If you can't get it right, it's time to get out.
Oh, he tied that to President Obama. We are talking with a guest who says the NFL owners have to end this lockout now, and he wants the real refs to get paid, and he wants them to be able to keep their pensions. He says the owners are being greedy, and this situation is ruining football. What do you say? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Our guest is Brian Frederick, who is Executive Director of Sports Fans Coalition. That cracked me up. He was blaming President Obama to a certain extent for the ref situation. Your thoughts, Brian Frederick, on you know, politicians of both stripes are getting into this. We have you know, Republicans and Democrats alike almost sounding like they're siding with labor on this one.
Yeah, that was surprising to hear both Governor Walker and Mr. Ryan speak about. You know, that a deal needs to get done here, and they need to bring the regular refs back when the referees are a very strong union and are trying to hold on to what they've had. You know, I think it's unfortunate to sort of use this as a political tool, as Mr. Ryan appeared to do it. You know, President Obama certainly wasn't trying to do so, but in this case, Mr. Ryan was, and that's because, you know, this situation has absolutely no relation to regular American politics whatsoever, to even American business whatsoever, because, you know, these are legal monopolies that we're talking about. This is the one form of business that we allow in America to be a monopoly, and because they are a monopoly, they're able to do things like lockouts, to charge exorbitant rates for tickets, to play cities off of one another, to get huge stadium subsidies, and then to get mammoth broadcasting contracts by collectively negotiating This is something that no other business is allowed. And so, you know, when owners lock players out, when they lock the referees out, when they charge us a lot, when they black our games out on television, they're really working against, you know, the same public interest that's given them all these great benefits. And so that's why at Sports Fans Coalition, we've been sort of fighting back against some of this, because it's gone on for decades. And only now are fans starting to wake up and say, hey, you know, the gravy train is over here. You know, we're the ones that make this game, not you.
Let's take some calls. We have Todd in Beaver Dam with us first. Hello, Todd.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling about this. You're comparing the NFL refs to basketball, baseball, NHL. Well, the problem I have with that is the NFL refs, a lot of them aren't in shape, first of all, you know, so they can't get in position to see the plays. Second of all, they're only reffing 17 games, where in the NBA they're doing 82 games. Baseball, they're 162 games. So you're comparing apples to oranges. There's no way you can compare one to the other.
All right, so you don't think the NFL refs should get what they want?
Well, no. I mean, they're getting paid $40,000 for working 17 days. I mean, really, you know, yeah, they got to study, you know, the rules and everything, but I take $42,000 for 17 games.
Yeah. So you don't think the NFL owners should pay them anymore, or should allow them to have their pensions? They should take their pensions away?
No, I don't think they should take their pensions away, but I think they should go to 401k like everybody else in the free market and pay their own fair share. I mean, you always hear that from all the politicians, paying your fair share. Well, you know what? I put 10% of my check into my 401k. Why shouldn't they have to contribute something to their own 401k?
Yeah, and part of the reason why they want the pensions, I would assume, Brian, is that there's a pension typically is a more of a guaranteed a payout, where a 401k is much riskier. Is that right?
That's right, and I understand, and I you know, I understand where the caller's coming from, but you know, first of all, one in seven people still receives a pension, so this isn't something that the rest of America is doing. A large percentage of Americans still receive a pension, and you know, the reason that ownership, the reason that companies, businesses are taking away pensions and switching to 401ks is because they can, because there's not a strong organized labor movement in America anymore. And so, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, with respect to the fact that they work 17 games, you know, like I said, you know, Aaron Rodgers works 7 games, but nobody's saying that 17 games, but nobody's saying that he should make any less money because he works 17 games while Kobe Bryant works 82 games. And they make, you know, a similar salary. So, you know, this is something that, you know, you and further, you know, nobody's saying that the owners shouldn't be making and shouldn't be receiving far less public subsidies, far less tax exemptions, tax breaks, antitrust exemptions, because they're only overseeing a sport that plays 17 games. And in fact, they only oversee it for 8 games a year because there's only 8 home games per season. Yet we devote hundreds of millions of dollars in every city, you know, via tax breaks, via public subsidies to these games. So as long as we're investing so much money in it, I think that the people that are obviously important to the sport, the players, the officials, have every right to see that, you know, their contribution should be valued as at what it is. So I disagree with the caller.
Thanks for the call, Todd. Kathy in Whitehall is with us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I completely agree with your speaker guest, and to me, when you stop and you look at all of the players that are out there and the exorbitant amount of money that they're getting paid to play with these games, whether it is football or basketball or baseball, I mean, and that's a God-given talent that they have, where the referees, I mean, if you do a percentage comparison, are being paid a very minimal amount compared to a lot of these athletes, and yet there is an amazing amount of pressure that are on these officials because they determine the outcome of the game. And I mean, even if you bring it down just to, I have a daughter that's in volleyball in high school, and when you have volunteer referees that don't catch something or don't make the right call, as a fan of that, I get so frustrated when that's not given, that to have the professionals out there to get paid to make the correct calls just seems fair.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kathy. Any reaction, Brian?
Yeah, I think Kathy's absolutely right. You have already being an official is and I can speak from experience, is a high pressure and sometimes terrible job. But at the same time, you're talking about the most watched, most popular league in America, and you know the calls that are made as an official, as an NFL official, in even the first few weeks of the season are scrutinized way more than the first 20 games of the NBA season. I mean, if an NBA official blows a game in the first half of the season, who really cares? Because nobody watches the NBA till the playoffs anyway, or the vast majority of America doesn't. So. But if in the NFL, where you have such high viewership and you have such high pressure on you, every single game matters, every call matters, again, they're only asking for what the market demands, and clearly there's a difference between these two sets of officials, experienced officials and inexperienced officials, and when you have experienced officials out there, it makes a clear difference, and we're learning that.
Yeah, we have less than a minute before a news break. A quick reaction to that controversial call and the NFL upholding it yesterday, saying, yeah, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, the NFL really had nowhere to go because if they overturn it, all hell breaks loose. The larger question here is, had the most competent officials been on the field, would this call have been made correctly to begin with? Mm-hmm. And it probably would have. So we're unfortunately in a point where now every single call that's made is going to be suspect because, hey, are these the most competent people making this call?
We'll hold it there for now, and we'll check news, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Hey, I just met you. Crazy, what's his number? I'll call it maybe. It's hard to call right every play. What's his number? I'll call it maybe. Hey,
that is Call It Maybe, a parody on the NFL replacement refs, sung to the tune of Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Wednesday, September 26th. We are talking with a guest who says that the NFL owners need to end the lockout of the NFL refs. And we wonder if you agree or not at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Brian Frederick, who is an executive director of Sports Fans Coalition, a nonprofit organization that advocates for sports fans in the public policy arena. And back to the phones, we have Michael in Milwaukee with us next. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
No, I don't plan on boycotting the NFL. I'm going to continue to watch the game. So, sometimes everybody kind of likes to watch a train wreck, and that's what we're watching. Of course, I don't spend money. I watch it on TV. I certainly wouldn't go spend $300 or whatever and go buy a ticket at this time and pay for what we're seeing. I think it's kind of this thing really mirrors what's going on in our society right now in general, to what extent companies and corporations are going to break unions or get back money from union workers or beat up on workers. And they have the power, and they're doing it. They're locking these people out. But I think the refs are well worth what they're being paid. Anybody that does not think that they're worth the money that they're being paid apparently hasn't been watching what's been happening, because this is showing how the quality of the referees that are in the game right now and to what a level they have to be. They're like at the same level that the professional players are. They're well worth every cent that they're making. probably worth more. And one last thing is that when I see these pictures and these in the videos, and I see the replays over and over again, and I can see, everybody says, how can they not see that? You might almost think it's corrupt. There was $150 million that changed hands on that call. Is it corrupt? Is that what we have to be concerned about now?
Well, what do you think, Brian?
You know, that's certainly something that's been a concern for a while now, and I think that you know, the league office has to be well aware of this. They're not going to say anything publicly, but yeah, if you're a ref who is a replacement ref and you have you know, maybe 1 week to go with your career in the NFL before the actual refs come back, or two, you know, why wouldn't you be tempted to take some money from you know, some sort of an interest with a game? Yeah, I think that Vegas itself has said that they're concerned about this issue, and that they expect that fully 85% of the games now are being affected by missed calls and whatnot. So yeah, I think that is a concern.
Yeah. I know, Brian, that you've started this this petition at change.org to call on an end to the lockout. But are you boycotting the NFL football games?
It's tough. I certainly hope and support those who call on a boycott. You know, I'm more in playoff baseball mode in Washington here anyway, so it's not a huge sacrifice for me, as much as probably many of your listeners in Wisconsin. But yeah, I think that you know, certainly fans are going to continue to watch the game. Certainly fans are going to continue to come back. It's going to you know, as even your caller stated, sometimes you want to watch a train wreck, and if you're sitting there watching on television, you know, how easy is it to just sit there and watch a train wreck? You know, the problem here is, you know, at Sports Fans Coalition, we're more concerned with the long game here and trying to change policy. And, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at the different things that fans can do if they unite over time, you know, one of our major issues has been media blackouts, which aren't a problem for Packer fans, but they are a problem for Tampa Bay Bucks fans and Cincinnati Bengals fans and San Diego Chargers fans. And we've managed to get the NFL to change their blackout rule for the first time in 40 years. So we're trying to pick those battles where we think we can actually win some for the fans and do it that way.
Ed on Facebook says, the games will not even be on television in this house until this nonsense stops. There is no way I will support the NFL, its teams, or its players until this mess stops. Period. Here's now Andy in Eau Claire. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm not going to boycott it, but I've been a football fan my whole life, so that's why I'm not going to, you know, not watch it. But there's a trickle-down effect. Some people don't realize players get bonuses for performance. Like, let's say a running back might have a 1,000-yard bonus in his contract, and the last play of the year, they might have called holding penalty, which was pulling out the case, and he misses that X amount of bonus by 30 yards because he finished the season with 970. Or Jennings, the cornerback, who obviously intercepted the ball in the Seahawks game, might have had a clause saying if you get 5 interceptions, you get a bonus, but now, you know, that one's taken away from him. And all the jersey sales and the, you know, the all the memorabilia gets sold. You know, the players get a percentage of that.
Yeah, and how do you link that to what to the lockout, Andy?
Well, to keep the game at that high level, and to have those expertise refs in there to keep the amount of people, the millions interested in it, and they take in part in all those jersey sales to keep the game at its high level of expertise refs. So they actually have a play. I mean, the quality of refs have a part in all those sales. So actually, if they did get a very small percentage of memorabilia, which a tenth of a percent overall, I mean, that's a huge amount of money. I can't even imagine what that would be. But
are they asking for that, Brian?
No, but I agree with the caller. What he's saying is that the overall brand of the NFL is so significant and so important, and everything that goes on in NFL stadiums is based on this NFL shield that is the most important brand in sports. And when you have subpar refs out there that are totally tarnishing the game, you're really doing damage to your brand, and that's mm-hmm. affecting the people that want to buy jerseys. That's affecting the people that want to come to the stadiums. You know, it's incremental. It's certainly not going to change overnight. But you know, the closer that this comes to being seen as not, you know, the best product that it can be, the more people that are going to end up finding something better to do on Sunday afternoon. And so, you know, I think he does have a point. The other thing we haven't talked about yet, which I think is significant, is, you know, the biggest fear, the reason why, you know, the reason we figured this would be solved sooner rather than later was because if there was a game that was blown because of a missed call or because of a player seriously injured, that this would happen. Well, we've now had a game that's been blown because of these referees. The question is, when is a serious injury going to happen? And that could have real devastating effects for the league, especially at a time where they're under 4,000 different concussion lawsuits. If you don't have the most competent, most trained officials on the field, how can you say that you're putting out the safest work environment for the players? And that's a serious concern.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Brian Frederick, who is Executive Director of the Sports Fans Coalition. He says that the NFL owners have to end this lockout now, and he wants the real refs to get paid. He says the owners are being greedy. He says this whole situation is ruining football. It's hurting the integrity of the game. It has safety implications. And we wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Well, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers apologized to fans in on his radio show yesterday.
I got to do something that the NFL is not going to do. And I have to apologize to the fans because this is, you know, our sport is generated, the multi-billion dollar machine is generated by people who pay good money to come watch us play. And the product that's on the field is not being complimented by an appropriate set of officials.
And Brian, you agree with that?
Yeah, and it's refreshing to hear Aaron Rodgers saying that. And I wish that, you know, certainly, obviously many, some Packer players were sharing in the sentiment. I wish all players were expressing this, and they can. You certainly see some Vikings kicker Chris Clooney, others that have no real, you know, haven't been affected by a game as Packer players have. But if more players came and spoke out about this, it would certainly have an impact. You know, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, has instructed coaches and players not to say anything, but you know, if they all join in unison and speak up, it'd be pretty hard to police that. So I think that it's definitely time for the players to speak out about this. And I agree with him entirely. This is not the brand of football that the NFL has worked for years to sell. And so, you know, I wish the apology was coming from Roger Goodell, not Aaron Rodgers.
We will take more of your phone calls in just a moment for Brian Frederick, Executive Director of the Sports Fans Coalition. So who do you side with in this NFL labor dispute, the league or the refs? Would you go as far as boycotting the NFL over the performance of the replacement refs, especially what happened on Monday night when the Green Bay Packers lost to the Seattle Seahawks due to that interception in the end zone during the last minutes of the game that was ruled a touchdown and gave Seattle the win? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. It's going to be sunny and mild today. Expect a high temperature of 60. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you stay tuned. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Kathleen Dunn is with you, and Kathleen will have more on this topic on the NFL and the NFL Referees Association stalemate, the labor dispute that has put replacement officials on the field making all sorts of controversial calls. So more on this topic after 9 with Kathleen Dunn and her guest. Our guest is Brian Frederick, who is the executive director of the Sports Fans Coalition, which has started up a petition drive on change.org, asking the NFL owners, telling the NFL owners to end this lockout now. Our next caller is Ron in Mason. Hello, Ron.
Yes, good morning. I think this has got to be put in perspective. To err is human. Even professional umps make mistakes. Why don't we just use the replay, as I think the rule is wrong. It's not the umps. I don't care if they're professionals or secondary umps. They're going to make mistakes and have the final call up in the booth where they can replay it.
All right. So the professional officials make mistakes too, Brian.
Yeah, there's no doubt that certainly mistakes are made. But the problem is, this isn't just one mistake here or there. This is a large, a large body of work here that the replacement officials have turned in over the first few weeks, and clearly, it's not to the level that the original referees are. And I think that the call on Monday night that ended the game was just sort of the climax of all this angst that fans have been feeling for 3 weeks watching these terribly officiated games. Not only are there missed calls and blown calls, but the pace of play is completely different. It's much slower. They're taking a lot of time to try and figure out what they're doing. They're taking 10 minutes to review replays. You know, we can go to the replay, but if it takes 10 minutes to do it, how is that really fun? So the quality of the games is way down as well. This isn't just one call here or there. This is an overall problem.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's been plenty of bad calls, but isn't it kind of ironic that the league's only publicly owned team, the Green Bay Packers, ended up losing, a Monday Night Football game because of this?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, actually. At Sports Fans Coalition, we're huge fans of the Packers. The chairman of our board is a Packer fan, and in fact was so upset yesterday that he sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking that the FTC investigate for fraud, because if you look at what the NFL's done over the last 2 months, they've continued to say these guys, these referees are NFL quality officials. They're up to NFL standards, and clearly they're not. But to your point, and at Sports Fans Coalition, we would love to see all teams be run like the Green Bay Packers. It's unfortunate that this didn't happen to one of the owners in the leagues, because had that happened, I think you would see maybe some more movement here to get a deal done. And certainly having an owner speak out about it would have been huge. But as you say, all the Packer faithful are the one that get to suffer with this one.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Brian Frederick about the NFL referee lockout, and we're welcoming your questions and we're welcoming your views on this. Are you upset enough to boycott NFL football until the real refs are back on the field? Who do you side with in this dispute? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kathy and Spooner is with us. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that if the fans want to get anyone's attention, they need to boycott the products that are advertised on NFL Network.
Mm, and you think that will do something?
It might get more people's attention, so I'll just take my comment off the air.
All right. So boycott the advertisers, Brian?
I think that's a fabulous idea, and it's something that we've looked at. Fans aren't going to turn away from the games, but if we can organize enough fans to stop buying one of the products or one of the brands that's advertising with the NFL, or at least have them exert some pressure on the NFL, that it might make a difference. And that's something that we've looked at and we're considering here. And if this continues to drag on, I think we'll take that step.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to continue to drag on, or do you think that the Monday night game might have been a last straw?
You would like to think that it's a last straw. But, you know, knowing the NFL, knowing the, for lack of a better word, arrogance of the NFL, and these are people that I've had to deal with in my job, they really think that they can't do any wrong, and they think that they can do whatever they want when it comes to labor and to the players, to the referees, and that fans will continue to buy it. And to a certain extent, they're absolutely right. But, you know, the difference here is that you see players, you see coaches, and now you see the media. You've seen well-established media figures speaking out. I mean, all day yesterday on ESPN, you know, NFL's broadcasting partner ESPN, all day on ESPN was about what a travesty this was. You haven't seen that until now. And so that, I think, does put a lot of pressure on the league, and I'm hopeful that that will get them to the table and get them to get a deal done here.
Scott in Janesville is with us now. Hello, Scott.
Hello. I'm a huge football fan, played it, been there my whole life, and for some reason I'm indifferent about this. Even though my beloved Packers lost, it's kind of like both teams are playing with horrible reps. I don't buy the injury thing because, you know, the injuries happened before the penalty. And, you know, both teams are playing with bad refs on both sides of the ball. And I just kind of compare it to, I'm going to interject politics, and it's like the coaches are the teachers, the players are the students, and the refs are like some of the parents that are out there that don't take care of their kids, and we wonder why the coaches can't win games.
Well, I guess that's the way Scott sees it. Brian, a reaction to that?
Well, he says he doesn't buy the injury thing because injuries happen before the plays are. You know, there's been cases where an official didn't make a call and the play continued and. As a result of the play continuing, a player was hurt, and that's something that happened. And the game is slipping my mind, but I can picture the play exactly where this ref should have made this call, and the play continues, and the referee ends up going out of the game with a shoulder injury. It's not a matter of if; it's a matter of when there will be a call that or a missed call that leads to a serious injury. I understand the ambivalence. Hey, this is happening on both sides, and that's what the NFL said, which is kind of absurd. You know, well, it's okay if the product is bad as long as there's happening to both sides. That's what Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell have said. The other thing is the players are getting into fights after the calls now, after the play stops, that some of these officials aren't able to control, and this is increasing if you really look at the game, and this is something that could also lead to problems. So, you know, there's a larger problem here, and it's not just a matter of a missed call or two.
Well, I'm not going to take credit for it, but your petition on change.org has received more than 100 signatures more in the last hour. So are you hopeful that enough pressure is going to be put on the NFL owners that the real refs might be on the field as soon as this Sunday?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful, but being somebody who works in Washington, I'm not optimistic. I think that if the NFL can get through the next 48 hours without a great deal more pressure, then they think that they can do this. Now, it's going to take another call. It's going to take another missed call, and we'll see what the larger media, you know, ESPN, the ESPNs of the world do here if they continue to put pressure on owners. But, I think if enough fans unite, at the very least, we can start to make some real changes in sports. And so that's what we're doing at Sports Fans Coalition.
Thank you so much for being with us. Brian Frederick, Executive Director of Sports Fans Coalition. Thanks to Bill Martins, Amanda Magnus, and Rob Ferret for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Is this grass fake or rip? Hey, focus on the play. Oh, jizz, stare was holding. Ripped jersey skin was showing. Missed call, no whistle blowing. Which way is the ball going? Save me.